Americans are going places. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Millions are heading out for the 4th of July.
If you're one of the nearly 48 million Americans who are expected to travel over this holiday weekend, experts say a few hiccups are to be expected. And that is no matter how you make your trip, by plane, train, or automobile. Historically high gas prices, hey, those are certainly not keeping people off the roads. According to AAA, 42 million are expected to drive.
Fox's Casey Stiegel. Across the country, AAA says filling the gas tank will cost on average $4.82 a gallon. More frustration for some flyers. FlightAware says more than 450 flights are canceled today and more than 1,500 are delayed. Passengers may have left Paris's main airport, but many of their bags didn't. Yesterday, a technical breakdown at Charles de Gaulle Airport caused at least 15 flights to depart without luggage. At least 1,500 bags were left behind. No matter where you spend the weekend, police are trying to keep you safe. Many departments have put more officers on patrol as they confront an uptick in crime.
New York City's crime surge is significant. Total crime is up 38% compared to the same time last year. Grand larceny up 50% and felony assaults up 20%.
Fox's Laura Engel. Law enforcement in eastern Kentucky are mourning the loss of a third police officer. They were killed while executing a warrant.
When I say it's a war zone, when I pulled into this area, we're talking about people in fatigues, people with body armor, people with night vision, people with assault weapons. If that's not a war zone, I don't know what it is.
Floyd County DA Keith Bartley. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The Biden administration has been on the losing end of several recent Supreme Court rulings, but not this one. This week, the court agreed with the White House that the Remain in Mexico policy should be rescinded. Supporters of the Trump-era policy believe the floodgates at the southern border will open even wider now.
We're a sovereign nation, and we can't just say to the world, you know what? Come on in. Don't worry about it. We don't have any laws in place. And by the way, we should actually have Congress have to pass the law rather than having the administration just say, oh, you know what? Whatever. We're just going to let everybody in.
House Republican Chip Roy. A false alarm in San Antonio where people getting in and out of a parked truck were believed to be part of a human smuggling operation. Turns out they were part of a work crew. Earlier this week in San Antonio, more than 50 migrants died after being left in a sweltering trailer. Making the world a safer place, one road at a time. That's one of the goals of the United Nations.
The UN General Assembly says 1.3 million people die in traffic crashes every year, and they want to see global action taken to cut that number in half by 2030. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said road accidents are the primary cause of death across the world for people ages 5 to 29. He wants to see action taken to cut risks like speeding, drunken driving, and failure to use child restraints. Delegates to the assembly say 16 countries, as well as private sector donors, have already pledged $15 million toward the effort. Jill Nato, Fox News.
After forming overnight, Tropical Storm Colin is unleashing rain and wind along the coasts of North and South Carolina. Several inches of rain have already fallen. The storm should then head out over the Atlantic Ocean in the next day or so. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.